The current economic situation has created a hardship, and the Lebanese Armed Forces are not being spared. We know that Armed Forces as an institution and individual soldiers themselves are not immune to the challenges facing the country.
That's UNIFIL Head of Mission and Force Commander Major General Stefano Del Gal speaking recently. The United Nations Security Council, when adopted Resolution 2591 in August and renewed UNIFIL's mandate, appreciated that Lebanon is witnessing an unprecedented socio-economic crisis. It requested UNIFIL to take temporary and special measures to support the LAF with essential items like medicine, fuel, food, and other logistics. More details on UNIFIL's support in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program, Salam Min Al Janoub. UNIFIL is in South Lebanon to implement UN Security Council Resolution 1701, and part of its mandate is to support the Lebanese armed forces in the area. Cooperation is crucial between the LAF and UNIFIL to achieve their common goals of peace and stability. A strong LAF means that UNIFIL's strategic partners can continue their work and even intensify their efforts to maintain stability along the Blue Line and throughout the UNIFIL area of operations in South Lebanon. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti explains the new support.
In the latest report of the Secretary General in the implementation of 1701, Mr. Gutierrez has expressed his concerns in relation to the deterioration of the socio-economic situation in the country. And this deterioration of the situation could also have a negative impact on the ability of the Lebanese army to carry out their mandate in South Lebanon in coordination with UNIFIL. And that's why it's important that this donation and this special and temporary measures that we have taken with Resolution 2591 are of paramount importance in order to enhance the capabilities and the capacities of the LAF to carry out their mandate in the implementation of 1701. That's what we have been doing, that's what we have started now with the fuel donation, with the medicine supplies, and we will continue for the next 6 months to assist the LAF.
Mabruk!
Thank you so much.
This is a like augmentin, amoxicillin chloride acid, and the expiry date 7/22.
Recently, UNIFIL handed over its first of 6 monthly deliveries of fuel to the Lebanese armed forces at a ceremony in the UN mission's headquarters in Nakura, South Lebanon. It handed over 8 pallets of food items, enough to provide lunch for 27,000 soldiers for a month a few days later. These donations followed similar support to the LAF with 500 kilograms of medical and sanitary items a few weeks before. UNIFIL's mission-led efforts have been complemented by similar support initiatives by the UN mission's various contingents. At a ceremony in the LAF South Litani sector headquarters in Tir, and as part of the ongoing UNIFIL support to the Lebanese armed forces, UNIFIL's Kurian Battalion, also known as Ragbat, handed over 10 Barracuda armored personnel carriers to the LAF South Litani sector. Ragbat Commander Colonel Dong Sumun handed over the German-made high-tech vehicles to the LAF SLS Commander Brigadier General Maroun Kubayati. Brigadier General Kubayati, representing LAF Commander General Joseph Aoun, expressed appreciation for the support, stating that it further contributes to maintaining security and stability in southern Lebanon.
We meet again with our friends in Ragbat operating within UNIFIL after they provided 10 armored vehicles and renovated the emergency room section of the Tir military clinic as a donation to the Lebanese army. It is a valuable initiative that will contribute to supporting the operational units and enhancing their mobility and maneuvering capabilities. In addition, the renovation of the Tir military clinic is a significant improvement for healthcare delivery, which benefits many soldiers and their families.
Since the deployment of Rokbat to UNIFIL in 2007, it has extended a wide range of support to local communities and government institutions in southern Lebanon. In total, it has funded or implemented roughly 280 civil-military cooperation projects. UNIFIL's Kurian Battalion Commander Colonel Dong Sumun confirmed their continuous support to the Lebanese Armed Forces.
비록 한국 대대가 작은 규모이지만
I extend my thanks and appreciation to the Lebanese Army for coordination with the Korean Battalion over the past 15 years. I hope that our assistance will contribute to peace and prosperity in Lebanon.
Brigadier General Maroun Kubayati is all praises for the UNIFIL Kurian Battalion for their continued support to local communities since their first deployment in 2007.
From a humanitarian point of view, Rokbat expresses the highest devotion to the values of friendship and affection between the Lebanese people and Korean people through its development projects, donations, and recreational and cultural activities that it organizes for the population. We are keen to continue the fruitful cooperation with Rokbat, and we cherish its valuable initiatives to support the army and the people of the South, while looking forward to strengthening our relations in the future.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.